Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló. Órale, the onda en Caló this week is the verb fisgar. In Spanish, it means to harpoon or sniff something out. Also, to make fun of someone. In Caló, it means to be too nosy or inquire about something beyond the point where it's appropriate. Like the vato who was fisgando about his jefito's past and apañó some onda that made him get agüitao de amares. El fisgón. Conrado and Emmanuel went home to report to their big sisters about their encounter with their uncle Emmanuel, who'd come back to OJ after running away to the bola when he was a teenager. Conrado wasn't impressed, but Emmanuel, who'd been named after his mother's brother, was struck by the smooth talker. Just a waste of time, Emmanuel. I don't ever want to run into him again, Conrado said to his brother. But he's our uncle. He has lots of interesting stories, Emmanuel said. Conrado ignored him. He's just a talker. Doesn't seem to care about anything or anybody, only about having a good time, he told his sisters when they got home. Did he tell you about the many girlfriends he had here when he was just a teenager? One of his sisters said. I don't care to hear, Conrado said. What do you mean he had many girlfriends? Emmanuel said. Oh, he was in trouble with all sorts of women, older and younger, and even some betrothed ones. They say that's one of the reasons he left, their sister said. Emmanuel took great note of that information. The next evening, he went to the cantina where he and Conrado ran into their uncle. The elder Emmanuel was there holding court again. The younger Emmanuel got into the gathered crowd and listened and waited for a pause in the action to approach his uncle. His opportunity came when the cantina owner came over to disperse them. As a small audience backed away to let the owner in, the younger Emmanuel stepped forward. Hey, uncle, you got any advice on how I can get my girlfriend to marry me? I've asked her a couple of times already, and she says she wants to think about it, he asked his uncle. Pues you have to say it seriously, as if you really mean it, his uncle responded. Also, he was about to add but was interrupted by the bar owner. Hey, you've been here all night talking but not buying any beer. Either you buy more beer or give your spot at the bar to somebody else, the owner said sternly. The older Emmanuel didn't hesitate to respond. Órale, órale! You ever hear of Toribio Ortega, who confronted a column of federales with a group of followers half their number? They said he ambushed them, but in reality, they confronted them head-on and just by swearing at them, had the soldiers peeing in their pants. That's how the revolution erupted, and that's why we don't cower to jefes anymore, he said to the owner assertively. The owner didn't know what to think of the exchange. He just walked away. See, that's how you do it, the uncle said to his nephew. The younger Emmanuel went home pondering what his uncle had said and tried to connect it to his situation where his girlfriend wouldn't take his marriage proposal seriously. ¿Qué fregados did he mean? He said to himself, thoroughly confused. Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.